point by, you know, the saying that by Swiholing and Simresh Tetzai, and we did Siv Aleph, just discussing Siv Katan Dalet. So there's a lacha of Reach, you make a bracha, Kol, you don't make a bracha. There's a more psachim. The more it starts off, the more it starts off with saying Kol Marav Reach, there's no din Meila. And the more it brings a raya that by Reach, there is a din Meila. Because by the Reach of the Ketaris, there was an issue. There's only reason why it's not considered Meila, because there was this Avid Mitzvosai. Why I said was that by Reach, Halacha looks at it as something more significant than Kol.
So it's
Mamashis. So that's saying Gemara over there. You see that Kol and Mara are different than Reach in regards to Mamashis. Okay, and he says the same thing about Rechitza. It doesn't. There's no. Nothing goes in.
Rechitza, I see.
Yeah.
But by Tima, there's.
Which is interesting. I have to tell you, it's interesting because the Gemara actually discusses by Rechitza, V'tov k'mayim b'kirbay u'chashem about himself. The Mormon's out that this is Rechitza and Yom Kippur. Says because the pasuk says V'tov k'mayim b'kirbay u'chashem about himself. That we see the Torah equates the absorption of mayim bekirpoy when a person drinks something, the more equates shemen batzmesov, something which you're going to be anointing and putting onto the body, is compared to absorption over there. Mm-hmm. And actually, Mishra will talk about it in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Rechitza, that the shach therefore says the mashal using a soap or a shampoo which has non-kosher ingredients is also because it's considered like eating, so that you're absorbing it. So so it's not so pasha that rechitza is not considered that it's absorbed into the body. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the minig is not is the mimeko. The gra holds you have to makra l'chol ma'isa. So it's not. Each one of these things is not so pasha on its own. Okay, sif. Bays. Okay. Imzatzu yotza meno hareach. If the source of this smell is eitz or min eitz, it's either it's something which is, you know, a tree, something which is of the tree type. We'll see what that means. So the brach is mavorech borei atzei besamim. B'mu'esev mavorech borei isev besamim. B'meno loy min eitz loy min esev. It's neither hamusak, which is based on a from an animal. So there, mavorach borei mine besamim. So the bracha is mine besamim. Yehoyu pri roi lachila. If it was a fruit, which is an edible fruit, so then mavorach hanosin reich teva peiris. So then the bracha is hanosin reich teva peiris. So we've been introduced to four brachas: ate besamim, isay besamim, Mine besamim or Nosin Rech Teva Peiris. It's actually one more we'll see. Yeah. Now, Zot the Shulchan Aruch Vahani Mili Kishanot Loi Lahariach Boy or Laoch Loi Lahariach Boy. This halacha by the case of the Peiris is if you took it not for the purpose of eating but the purpose of smelling. So it was picked up with intent to smell it. Or it picked up with intent to smell it and eat it. But if a person picked it up to eat with no intention of smelling it, then he happened to notice, even though it's producing a nice smell, so he does not make a bracha on the smell, because right now its function is for achila purposes, not for reach purposes. And the Mishnah Berurah will talk about some, so it's sometimes relevant in regards to picking up spices, you know, using your goal to put the spices is to put a flavor into a food, and meanwhile put out a nice smell, so you don't make a bracha on the smell. V'akulam imam rabarei minei b'samim is yatsa. Rabarei minei b'samim functions as a general type of bracha, similar to shahakol by foods. Hilcha kol davar shehu mesupek boi. And any item which you're not clear what the bracha is supposed to be, mevarech borei minei besamim. So the bracha is borei minei besamim. Okay. Now, zot the Shulchan Aruch weiter. Al egos muskata, this nut, we call this muscat nut, I can't tell you, I don't know what all these things are. About canela. Canela is usually translated as cinnamon. Okay. Clove. So that's usually translated as cloves. Okay. V'chol b'somim sheim lachila mevorach hanesin reyach tebe peris. So the Mechaber says the correct bracha on these things is hanesin reyach tebe peris. We'll see in the next sif that it seems to talk about kinomon again, and there it seems that the bracha is very atzei b'somim. Okay. So that's a good question. How we deal with that? Okay, let's see, Mr. Baruch. So, if this item that you're going with the reich is coming from is eights or min eights, imhu. Let's look at our case of baruch and a love. Was that kamer imzeh? So now we're going through how you do the bracha. So it depends what its source is. So if it's eights or min eights. This item simply is not wood. Sweet, please. Okay. Even though it's not eitz gomer, the rakech, it's something. It's not wood. It's soft. It's something which grows on the tree. It's a flower which grows on the tree. So this is a tree. Even if the whole tree is like that. That it's soft, and it doesn't allow it doesn't grow like a regular tree. But since it grows, I'm sorry, it's soft. But since it grows like a regular tree, it puts out leaves, etc. So it has like a stem, and then it puts leaves out, as opposed to a vegetable which grows from the ground. This a asif grows from the ground each year. This is the eitz is there, and it grows out of that, even though it's soft. So the bracha would be still atzei b'somim. Okay.
What grows out of that?
If the woody part, that's not wood, it's a soft item, but if the stem part stays from year to year, like a tree does, then each year it puts out new leaves from that, so that's what a tree grows. A tree maintains its wood, and each year puts out new leaves. So it's functioning like a tree. Okay, kamo hamosk, lashon laz is fizim. Some of them is bar minachaya. So that's musk, which comes from achaya, which is used from the foundation for many perfumes. Fichem avarach alei berei minei besumim. Okay, so the bracha is berei minei besumim. Medasher musk zeh. This musk, yesh amar mishabah mizeh aschaya, but yesh amar mishabah midam shalchaya achas. It's either from the sweat, or it comes from it's distilled from the blood, that the blood brings comes a certain gland and it becomes the boisim. Okay, if that's what it is, so you can't add it as to enhance the scent of the food. It's considered also bechila. However, so many Paiskim disagree and say you can put it to add a nice scent into the food. Why? It's no longer considered dam. Now it became this other item. It became this liquid or whatever it is. So the dam element of it is gone. Fine. The Eli Rabbah is inclined towards the opinion of this is the Taz. And so if there's shishim, it's going to be mutter. Even though it adds a smell still, and we have a concept normally that, even though there's normally the bitlos b'shishim, something which is made to add a flavor, is not bottled, but even b'shishim. Something which is milsavita latayma, it's made to add flavor, like spices, which they impact the flavor even if the ratio is more than 60 to 1. So we should argue the same thing over here, that He says, no, as long as there's shishim, so it's considered bitul on the actual item, and the fact that the smell is still there, it doesn't make it. So then you'll be serving lekula on the mekilim. It's not considered dam anymore. In other words, if it would be considered dam because it came from dam, but the actual atmis of the dam is bottle, it's just the smell which is remaining. So therefore, it's shishim takes care of the actual atmis of the dam. Just the question of the smell. So you're serving that is not an asur. This goes to the root of an issue of what's the swara of why there's no bittul when you have something which can still be tasted. There's two ways of understanding it. One way of understanding it is that the whole yusur of bittul is that bittul always assumes a mixture. It always assumes that the item is not obvious. Right? You know, say, well, it's bottle baroyv. Yeah, but if I see what it is, I can't eat it. It's only when it becomes absorbed into the mixture and it's not visible what it is, they say, okay, so there's din bittul baroyv. As long as it's distinct, there's no din bittul baroyv. So even though it's not physically distinct in the sense I can't see it and I can't isolate it in that sense, but if I can taste it still, that means it's still distinct in that way. So that's one way to understand the swara why something which can be tasted is not bottle. So that's the argument. So the chur, if it can be smelled, will be the same thing. And then the shishim will help you. Right? Because the point is, whatever this item which you're saying is also, the fact that you can smell it makes it distinct, it's still there. You say, no, it's not the same. I can't tell which one it is. I don't know where the flavor is coming from. But there's a new din called Tom Kaker. Right? That the Torah Aser Tom. The Torah did not smell. The Torah Aser Tom. So over here, all we have is smell. So the item itself is both of a shishim, and then the question is smell. So that, you know, you can be sorry that that's not a problem. So this would seem to be prima gadim. It seems to be inclined to that understanding in general. Okay. Relachila. So something which is edible, for example, castor with tapuach, a esrig has a nice smell, or an apple. Priadoma shemiriach reach toy, where you could have maybe a priadoma which has a nice smell. Okay. Fill in a royal lechol from the outside. Elayde teruvis from Moshe's rabba sif. Now, what about something which you can't eat it as is, but if you mix it with sugar, different things, it becomes edible. So now it's nosim reich type of paris. It's something which is edible. So the bracha is which was said uniquely for the paris, which is the items that the Bereshit gave us to eat. He put a reich type in those as well. That's why it's different than atzei besamim, which over there you're not eating it. All you're discussing is the smell. But these are made for achila. Some things are made for achila directly. Some are made for achila in together with other ingredients. So the bracha is not a reich type of paris. Test. Anoisin. I'm be rabbi shakosav the b'shas apoyskim mashas sarklu b'lomer asher nosan. Not Hanoisain, but Asher Nasan, Beloshan Ovar. It sounds like the Mishabura, it seems to be arguing and saying that you should be making that is the correct way to say the Brachos, Asher Nasan, Reif type of Paris. That's the Hachlo that he's saying. So if you picked it up to smell it, you make a Brach. Picked up to eat it and smell it, you also make a bracha. Now, mezam yivorech tchila. So, which bracha do you make first? You make the bracha on smell first, the bracha on achila first. You're eating it and smelling it, so you have two brachas, right? Sanyal yirav shemasik. The bechon zeh shabiyach vachila hu bechad peira. The smell and the eating are the same fruit. Mutal varach al reich tchila. You should make a bracha on the smell first. The mekarva hanayasa. Because that happens more quickly. So that's the first thing which assails you when you pick up the fruit. You're already smelling it before you're eating it. So take him, because you're also be yodim, and you're going to be yodim, and you're going to be yodim, and you're going to be yodim, and now, Prima Gadim, also an Eitz HaToy Acheres B'zeh, he says, gives a different suggestion, who she eats him, k'sas min a peri, yivor ha-lel, b'yichas ha-chilo, or you have an oz, l'honos min a-reach, or ha-chilo, b'yichas ha-shir, n'osan, b'yirich. You should eat it first Because in general, we should argue, even though it's true that that person is assailed with the smell before he eats it, but eating is much more of a chashav hanoa than reya. So we like to give kedima to the bracha of achila. The only problem is, you're right, we have the smell issue. The answer is, the first piece that I eat, if I don't want it to smell it, it's the fact that I smell it along the way, it's not a problem. It's only if I intend to smell it where it becomes problematic. So I make up my mind, the first one I'm going to eat and not smell. So then the fact that smell, it gives off a smell or not is irrelevant. Then afterwards I have a kavanah to smell and I make a bracha on the reyach. Okay. Now, but if a person took it just for the purpose of achila, even though he does smell it, so he does not make a bracha. Yud aleph, al bishu, sheinu mavor, enu mavor. The high really to dover sheinu nasil reyach, because that makes it, gives it a status of something which its purpose, function is not for its smell. Sheinu mavor, kalav, al bishu, gavshu, noisin reyach, benehenna. So we'll see later on, there are scenarios which we have, let's say, these spices which are used to sanitize the bad smell of a mace. Or, you know, they have other, so they're, you don't go and take a whiff of them, that's not your goal. The goal is just to sort of weaken the intense negative odor. You know, you have the bathroom things. The goal is more just to add to, in some way, minimize or mitigate the bad smells which are there. So, or you don't make a bracha on those. So this is the same thing because its function is achila, not smell. Okay. Fine. Valkulam, your base. Bain Sharech, Be'etz, 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 whatever, if you say Be'etz, Be'etz, in any one of these things, B'etz, it works. Yatza, your gimel. Shalosh and Brachos, Ukalalos, Akal, Kamar, Shapir, Shakal, Shakalos, Komeni, Achila, Vishnik. Just like Shahakal works for eating and drinking, so Be'etz, 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 works for this as well. Again, it's only B'etz. Furthermore, if a person say brach of shahakol and smell, shahakol niyabin v'ro. It's a true statement. The smell is also niyabin v'ro. Okay? Le'olif reyach shahanoa muetasi nechilashtiya shahanosim v'rupa. If by achila, which is significant, and Chazal came in, you should say pre-dama, Rapier AIDS says, you know what, B'di Abi is a shahakal that works. So smell, B'di Abi shahakal shouldn't work. But smell is more chomer. That's not logical. Well, B'ken Yotzin B'shahakal. So this is the some opinion of some of Chardim. That's not going to give birth to Philip B'di Abi Lo Yotzin. No. Kim and Jezu Mat Be'ya Shetob HaChomim B'brochis. L'nizkin B'rcha Shahakal Kim Achila B'shtigit. Chazal, you're saying a beautiful statement. Right, you're reacting to the beautiful smell by saying the Russian made the world so wonderful. Okay, that's beautiful. That's not because I'll work Masak in that. It's a beautiful bracha. It's not because I'll Masak in it. Because I'll Masak in Shahakal on Reyach.
Shahakal.
Yudal, ego is musket. Pirishim rotzel ariach. By a person would take this nut to smell, so it's edible. Well, kanila shakar simmering is the Yiddish word for cinnamon. The clove shakar negalach is another name for cloves. Literally, it apparently it comes with. It looks as it grows like a thick fingernail. Like the color of the fingernail, the you know, that whitish off color. So and then they would grind it up. So they just call negalach. Negalach is nails, fingernails. The alphabet of the hall called Hani Mini Hem Mini Bisamim. We call welcome Ikrayalach Hilakaimi, even though they have very nice smells, but the main function of them is not the smell, it's the flavor. So therefore, since their ikar is lachila, so they're peiros. And so therefore the bracha them is a nusin reach to be peris, not very atzei b'samin. Va'ayim rechonim shafak v'kin linyan klo. The rechonim raised the question, is that true? That would be the main function as a chila. In other words, like this, we saw so far in Simon Reish Bays that they used to make a mixture of cinnamon and sugar, and they would eat it like that. So the cinnamon in that situation is made lachila. So it's made lachila. So like Mishnah said before, if there's some way that you could eat it, even though you have to eat it with other ingredients, but now it comes. Its function is for achila. So its function is for achila. So it's a peri, granted of a peris. But let's say the only way I use it, I never use it that the goal is to eat. Over there, my goal is to eat cinnamon. I like the flavors, but you can't eat cinnamon straight. It's too bitter, whatever it is. So I mix it with sugar. I make it. Right? My goal is to eat the chocolate, and I mix the chocolate with sugar to be able to make it edible, because chocolate alone is too bitter. So the bracha is not based on the sugar. The sugar is there, is clearly a tofel to the cinnamon. But let's say the cinnamon is always, every time I put it in the food, its function is always being secondary. It's never primary. I don't eat cinnamon and sugar. Right? Even when I make cinnamon and sugar, my goal is to mix the, it's a mixture of something else. So its eager function is, as always, is a tofel to something else. So do you call that a peri, that therefore the bracha that doesn't react to my peris when I smell it? Do you say, no, it's a piece of wood which has a good smell, which sometimes they happen to use to flavor things. So that's, they raise the question. And therefore, they raise the question in regards to cloves. So now we're not sure the bracha is a resurrect of a peris, or berei atzei b'samim. Well, the resurrect of a peris doesn't work for atzei b'samim, that still doesn't work for atzei b'samim. Right? So what do? You say berei atzei b'samim. And that will address the issue because of the suffix. So now the Sharatzian over here raises the question in regards to cinnamon. The Mishabura raises the question in regards to cloves. Sharatzian raises the same question in regards to cinnamon. It says the Achronim have this issue. Aina Yerab, Primagonim, Mogin Gibur, Mechayodim, Der Chachan. Vav, Shabachayodim, Der Chachan, Mefakakin, Linyan, Simmering, Gam Kain, they have the same question in regards to cinnamon. Kohim, Primagonim, Mechushim, Kibagir, Mashu, the Rak, Menegaloch, they only have the issue with my clothes. Mitam, why? The halab is simon reish beis kaim alon dein mevorach and aleim klal. You can lab shame priyalot. So that their issue is that if you eat it, since it wasn't derech wasn't to do that, then you don't make a brach on it. So therefore, it's not considered a pri. So then, if it's not a pri, so then you can't serve nusar reach to beperis. Al but simmering yesh mevorach asher nosan. That's what he says. Okay, minin. The halab simmering bevali roy loch la yaday teruvis mevorach and aleim. You make a bracha when you mix it with sugar, and then you make a bracha of over there, brei p'eitz. So if you make a bracha brei p'eitz, so then it's not a resurrection of a peris. Okay. V'dal d'masha b'chayolim hechoshav is klal ches. English pilpilin. It's English peppers. I'm not sure exactly what they are. Yuchel v'orach b'rei minei b'sumim. So you make a bracha b'rei minei b'sumim. So it has not necessarily the most pleasant flavor. People like to get that smell, so that's a form of sumim. Fine. But the nias da'ite nirish yuchel v'orach Allah berachas asher nosan ma'griusa mitimering. So I heard the bracha be a shirna son reach to the parents. Kamalkin kibin to be evad yotze birchas a brave b'nei b'samim alakol efshel shetav yosel chachila the bracha brave b'nei b'samim kedas hachayot. Okay, let's finish off the mishaburos over here on this. And I want to go back and look at some bir loch over here. Now the mishaburos like this. Kosa karedim. Where the Mishnah Berurah cut into Zion.
Where are we saying this last thing? Should be said in the Yachtov B'Tayim Yosan?
Form of pepper, ground pepper. Okay.
So
the Chayalim says you make a Berurah Menei B'Samim, and the Sharatian suggests that you should make a Berurah Menei B'Samim after the parents. Okay. Kosu achrenim. Hamariach bekavil. It's a person who grinds coffee and he smells it. Ground coffee has freshly ground coffee. You didn't make the coffee yet. You just ground the coffee beans. So it's a beautiful, it's a very strong smell. You know, if you like the smell of coffee, it's a very nice smell. Hichama. Sharecha noidev adam nehenam yosarech. When it's hot, when they done it and it's warm, it produces a strong smell, and people like that smell. So, circle work, asher, no san reyat of a Paris. So you make a bracha, asher, no san reyat of a Paris on it.
What I mean, if he's saying it's hot, that's...
Not that you haven't brewed it. No, the point is that the nature of these things, when they're warm, makes it a much stronger smell than when it's cold.
Okay.
So if it's putting out a strong smell, so it's... you make a bracha on it.
Now, that would be because it's meant for consumption?
That would be, is not a clear question. What is that? There's two points over here that we're saying. Number one, we're saying that you should make a bracha as a psalmim. And number two, that the bracha is written as a rechta b'peris. The reason why it's not a rechta b'peris is because it's something which is eaten. It's made for
achil.
Yes, right, because you eat it through brewing. That's the chiddush we're saying over here. But the first point also is, even though its function is l'achilo, so that you make a bracha on the smell. Now, that's not so poshut. We'll see later on, at the end of the simon, that the Rambam discusses an asareya type of pass. The person walks into the house, your wife just baked challahs, fresh challahs baking, the smell is like a phenomenal smell, right? So you should make a bracha. The Rambam brings this bracha of an asareya type of pass. And the Rambam brings such a shita that you make the Zara Masakan, it's a special, beautiful smell from fresh bread. He says that the fact that you're incidentally smelling it, you come to the house, it's not a problem. Even if you take a whiff, the issue is to go over to the item and specifically pick it up for the purpose of because betzim it's arba lachil, it's not arba for reich. You have to first designate it for reich purposes, and then you make a bracha. So Ramah says, since it's a suffix way you make this bracha, better not to pick it up and smell it. The guy can't go over and take a roll and go. That's exactly what you shouldn't be doing, because now you're dedicating it for reich purposes. So the person's grinding coffee, depending on the smell. The purpose wasn't to create a reich. The purpose here was, right? Even the case of these other psalmim, it's only if you're actively picking it up for the purpose of reich, then you're designated for a reich purpose, as opposed to, like you said before, non-reich purposes, and therefore you can't make a bracha until you do that. So this scenario over here of being merech pekavah has to be that the person made this fresh coffee and said, "Sell so he picks them up, scoops it up for the purpose that he wants to smell it."
Even though he's also going to be growing it
eventually. Well, that's like the case of islachilo ulareach. It's functioning that I have an apple, which I pick up the apple, and my goal with the apple is to get a geschmack, a smell out of the apple, and eat it. So that you make both brachas, he said. But you have to be kaveya. That's its function. Kol's one is just sitting there doing nothing. Its primary function is achila. You don't make a bracha on it.
So in the end with pas, is that
we avoid it? We say with Mermos has to avoid it in order not to get out of a suffix bracha. It's a suffix bracha. Right, it's a suffix bracha. No, it could be the question of how were Chazal Mazak in such a bracha. So now take a look over here. This the real halacha really touches on this issue. Long beer locha. So this issue over here, where something which is edible, does it have a secondary bracha at the same time, or do we say that the primary purpose of achila makes it that its function is not for rare purposes, and since that's true, that it's not for those purposes, I really do not like when that happens. But since its function is for achila purposes, and not, so it's like the case of the Reish Zayin, that something which is, its function is not for smell, even though you happen to smell it and like it, you don't make a bracha on it. So that's what that's the issue which he's dealing with in this Bir Locha. Let's see, we can touch on some points over in the Bir Locha. Actually, let's go to the bracha before that. The Bir Locha before that. So you picked it up to smell it. But this is only true if you intentionally picked it up for the purpose of smelling. That's what changes its status, that now its function is for reich. It's sitting on the table, and it's putting up this nice smell, and you're enjoying the smell. But the reason why it's on the table is not for reich purposes. It's there because you want to put it on your food. Right? You want to use it as a spice. And that's the train of make a bracha. The ray pre ikara eno omer l'riach el l'chila. Right now it's on the table. The reason why it's brought to the table because m'peri in general its function main function is l'chila. So right now it's omer l'chila. So therefore, kisa b'toisa shara rishanim. V'davar the law of the reach of it, something which is not made for smell. I feel this kav on the reach boy enam avor calls much lo natol b'yom. So we can override its designation by picking it up for a different purpose. But to call mind, you don't do that, its function right now is a chila. So therefore, when I have the fruit sitting on the fruit bowl on the table, I don't make a bracha. And even though I smell it, I go, I enjoy the smell and I want to smell it, I don't make any bracha on it. But I pick it up to smell it, I have to make a bracha.
So there's the out with the bread, as long as you're not picking it up.
Right, that's what we say you're supposed to do. This is what we avoid the shaylah.
No, well, but even going over to it to enjoy the smell would seem, according to this, would not be a problem.
Correct. It's only once you pick it up. So that's why I gave the example. Picked up the roll to smell. That's why I gave that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why I gave that example.
I missed the pickup.
Okay.
I missed that detail. My wife would not let me pick that up.
Okay. Okay. Shabbos. All right. Okay. Now, Oylochla Riach Boy, Seinberg wrote the Dibber Maskel Bahani Milish, a Kosovo Illusion, Eintress, and Gilman Alpti Maskel, Bahul of Lapuke, Rotzalerma. So, what does he want to take out of this Tosis? The Ein Mevorach on Klal. There's no bracha over here at all. Hino, let me boy the Ein Mevorach on Bray Atse Besumim. But I feel a Birchus Bray Made Besumim, she has to be able to call, Okay, Birchus Shernosan, Gamkin Ein Mevorach on Shirkun, Alvagav, and Hanami Rayah. If you're going to eat it, there's no other bracha. Okay. Once there's no the case where your goal right now is la'ochla l'hariach boy, there's no bracha because you cannot give it the secondary function of reyach when you're giving it the primary function of achila. The case of where we say you make a bracha, something which is omer l'achila, which you pick up now intentionally not for achila purposes, just for reyach purposes, it's fine. It's not your kaveh, it's for reyach. But you cannot say I'm picking it up for both. It doesn't exist in la'ochla. The primary function of achila will negate the secondary function. It's not the reyach. Okay.
I'm saying this is going against what.
It's okay. He's arguing the chaver. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then he says, then he says that, and the ikur is like the shita. That's it. Okay. Two grapples, is that what Tosa means or not? That's really the next part of the Bir Locha. Okay.
So in the end, we don't, with fruits?
Well, we didn't get to the end of the Bir Locha. It's quite long. Okay, now. So he said you cannot read the understand that he brings multiple rashi. You cannot understand the Gerah as seems to read, because all of the rashi the Gerah is bringing from the rashi and Tosis are not mukrah. The rashi of many Rishonim that you do make a bracha, so he doesn't understand why that's not what the Gerah means. So what does it mean? Therefore, he wants to like this. That it's on the next page, about five lines down. Generally, the kavanas grow. Who rock the hasik alosh and rosh? Come on, mashu v'sayim alakim and shalim iskavan l'riach. Mashu dim iskavan alakak l'riach mavore. He's saying, let's say a person picked it up just l'achilu. And once he has it in his hands, he says, you know what? Really, has a nice smell. And he's mechaber for smelling it as well. So the Rosh sounds like in that situation, you would make a bracha, and that the Gemara said that's not true. But if when you picked it up, you had both intents in mind, that you can do that. But you cannot repurpose it after you already picked it up l'chila. Okay. Fine. Okay. Without oid. The Afla Das Hashita Mekabetz of Agrua. This is all the way towards the end of the, after like the, it's about four lines from the end of the Bir Lacha. Even like we're saying right now, which he finds the Shita Mekabetz says that Shita. So Davka Shalakacha Mitkila Lachila, Rachakach Ritzel Ariachba. If you took it for a chila and you want to add on Reach. Shila Diftim Ozmi Bracha. Avka Shalakacha Mitkila Lachariach Rachach Lachol. If your goal was to first smell it and then eat it, so you picked it up for the purpose of reyah. So even if you tell me that the Gemara argues in a case where you picked it up for both at the same time, if you picked it up with first intent for reyah, and then to eat it, that was your plan, so you were conveying the function as reach first, so that even that everybody would agree that that you would make a bracha in the situation. Okay, fine. Let's hold it here.